Another Mickey Mantle.
Uncle Fred, who's Mickey Mantle?
Who's Mickey Mantle? Why, he's the guy that got to replace Joe DiMaggio.
Who's Joe Maggio?
Who's Joe Maggio? You talk more like your father every day. It's Joe DiMaggio, and he's one of the greatest Yankees of all time. Come on now, let me see you take another swipe at that old apple. Boffo, right out of the park, that a boy.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi. Hey, hi. Say, what's going on, partner?
I'm swiping apples.
You're swiping apples?
He means he's taking a swipe at the old apple.
Oh, well, let me see you do it. Go on.
Show him. Show your dad.
Hey, he's going to be another Joe Maggio.
I'm treating the two girls and little Ricky to the ball game this afternoon at Yankee Stadium.
Well, that's very generous of you, Uncle Fred.
Well, it's nothing, Rick. I'm glad to do it.
Today's Ladies' Day, Daddy.
Oh, it's Ladies' Day.
Uh-huh.
Ladies and little boys getting free.
Ladies and little boys getting free.
Yeah. He's just like his mother.
Well, listen, if you're going to go to the ball game with Uncle Fred, you better go take a nap, huh?
Okay, Daddy.
You're going to sleep now, son.
Goodbye.
Here you go, Dandy.
How about that kid, eh?
He's a dandy.
Listen, did the girls come back from shopping yet?
No, not yet. And I'm getting hives at the thought of Ethel running loose in a department store with a loaded charger plate.
Well, listen, Fred, you can expect the girl to go to the opening of a new nightclub in an old dress.
Well, it's all your fault, too. If you hadn't bought a piece of the Tropicana, I wouldn't be buying a piece of Saks Fifth Avenue.
Listen, you won't recognize the old Tropicana, boy. It's all changed. It's brand new furniture, brand new paint job, new bandstand, new uniforms. We even changed the name. We call it Club Babaloo.
Club Babaloo?
Yeah.
Hey, I like that.
And wait till you hear who I got for the opening night.
Who?
Bob Hope.
Bob Hope?
Yeah, hey. Bob Hope. His agent, Jimmy Safier, just called me and said he's all set.
Well, that's terrific.
Yeah, it's only one thing, though. I made a slip the other day, and Lucy knows that I was trying to get Bob Hope for the opening, you know.
How could you pull a boner like that? You know how she acts in front of celebrities.
I know, but I was talking on the telephone, and I didn't know that she was in the apartment. Yeah. But she doesn't need to know that it's all set and that Bob is going to do it. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
So not a word in front of Lucy. And not a word in front of Ethel. And not a word in front of little Ricky. Now we got him to worry about.
Yeah, a fine way to live, surrounded by blabbermouths.
Hi, honey. What are you doing? Do I have the store?
Well, not quite. Fred, you better go get Bethel a hand. She can't get up the stairs. She's got too many packages.
Oh, good night, nurse. If I ever find where she hides that charger plate, I'll pound the letters down.
Where's the baby, honey?
He just went in to take a nap.
Oh, good. Any news about the opening?
News?
Yeah, about the guest star. Did you get a hold of Bob Hope?
Bob Hope?
Yeah, did he call you?
No. No, Bob Hope didn't call, no.
Well, he certainly knows that you're waiting to hear from him. He knows the opening is tomorrow night.
Yeah, well, you know, that's your business. That's...
Well, I can't understand why he didn't even call you, for heaven's sake. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I just had a horrible thought.
What?
Ricky, you don't suppose... Oh, I know it's a wild idea, but you don't suppose that Bob Hope heard about me and that's the reason he hasn't called you, do you?
But you?
Yeah, you know, those exaggerated reports about what happens to a celebrity when they meet up with me.
Oh, no. No, as bad as you are, I don't think.
Hi, George! I hate to say this, but you may be right.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think you hit it right on top of the head. I think that Bob is afraid even to come near you.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry.
Well,
oh, I just feel awful.
Well, that's all right, honey.
Oh, this is terrible. Honey, you're married to a jinx.
Now, honey.
Yes, you are.
Here are the lineups and batting orders for today's game. Cleveland batting first and playing right field, Al Smith. Batting second.
Gee, a baseball game is fun. Kind of wish I knew what it was all about.
Kill the umpire!
Stop, Ethel, stop.
Well, that's what you always say.
The game hasn't even started.
Oh, Lucy, come on, cheer up. There could be a million reasons why Bob Hope hasn't called Ricky.
No, there aren't. He's heard that every time I come near a celebrity, there's trouble. It happened in Hollywood, it happened in Europe. I'm the scourge of two cottons.
Oh, now, honey, that's the silliest thing I ever heard of. Come on, perk up.
Red hot. Hit your red hot. Get them while they're hot.
Fred, I'm hungry. Get me a hot dog.
Come out here to watch a ball game or to stuff your face.
That guy down there is eating.
He's not eating. He's a pitcher. He's chewing tobacco. A lot of ball players chew tobacco.
Well, whatever it is, it sure looks good. Come on, go get me a hot dog. That man won't be back here for hours.
Oh, all right.
Can I have an Uncle Fred?
Okay, little Rick, okay.
Well, as long as you're up, you might as well bring me one too, Fred.
I come out here to watch a ball game, and I wind up as a short order cook.
Well, I don't know. Have you seen my latest picture, The Iron Petticoat?
Yes, sir.
You watch my television show?
Oh, yes, sir.
Do you root for Cleveland? I own a piece of the team, you know.
Yes, sir.
Well, now that you've been properly brainwashed. There you are, you lucky boy.
How are you? How's it going, all right?
Listen, Ethel, you keep an eye on little Ricky for a minute, will you? What are you going to do?
I'm going to talk to Bob Hope.
Oh, no, you're not. No, you're not.
Now, listen, Ethel. I'm just going to explain to him that I'm not really a jinx, and I'm going to promise to stay away from him, and maybe he'll do Ricky's show.
Oh, Lucy.
May I see your ticket, please?
Well, I just want to talk to Bob Hope.
You and everyone else in the Yankee Stadium, I'm sorry.
But this is important. I've got to see him.
So see him. Look from here.
You don't understand. I'm Ricky Ricardo's wife.
Well, that's keen. I'm Phoebe Krausfeld's husband, and it's still no dice.
Hot dogs. Get your hot dogs. Get them while they're hot. Hot dogs.
Hot dog man.
How many, lady?
I think you and I better have a little talk.
Paul, the uniforms are not here yet. The man... What are they doing to the floor? What's the matter with the floor?
All right, calm down, Rick. It'll be finished today. By tomorrow night, it'll be all setting and dry. Now, don't panic.
Am I open? If I want to panic, I'll panic.
Oh, say, Rick, before I forget, Jimmy Safier called. Bob Hope's out at the ball game. He wants you to come out there and look over the material for the opening. Now, there's a ticket for you at the box office at Yankee Stadium. Now, go on. Go on. Please go.
I shouldn't go. I got a lot of things to do around here. Are you sure that floor is going to get in all right?
It'll be fine. I'll just take it easy. Just go to the ball game. Enjoy yourself.
Yankee Stadium. Yankee Stadium. 80,000 people are there. They couldn't possibly meet.
What are you talking about?
Oh, no, I see her. Excuse me.
Red Hot! Get your Red Hot! Get your Red Hot!
Sonny, I'd like a hot dog, I said.
Red Hot! Get your Red Hot! Red Hot! Get it right here! Red Hot! Get it on the hot!
Oh, Mr. Hope.
Oh, no thanks, kid.
Mr. Hope. Mr. Hope, I'd like to talk to you
Look,
for a minute.
I told you I don't want a hot dog.
But Mr. Hope, if I could just talk to
you. Look, Edo, if you don't get my message, I don't want a hot dog. Look upon me as a vegetarian, will you, please?
Please, Mr. Hope.
Will you get this thing out of here? The steam is taking the curl out of my nose. Will you get out of here?
Please, Mr. Hope. Please, Mr. Hope, it'll only take a minute. You see, I don't really sell hot dogs.
No? Well, what are you doing with this thing? Hatching chickens?
Oh, no.
Take one.
Could you pass this, Mr. Hope, please? The gentleman right over there. I'll have to talk to you when we get a chance, Mr. Hope.
You pass it over.
Thank you very much. What I have to talk to you about is very important, Mr. Hope. Would you give him the change, please? There you are, sir.
Hey,
thank
I'll
you very
have
much.
One, too.
Oh. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Here, Mr. Hope, would you pass that, please?
Hey, you forgot my ring.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. There you are, sir. Thank you.
All of a sudden, I feel like Univac.
Well, Mr. Hope, have you got change for a five?
Fine.
Hey, can I have some mustard?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Can I have some mustard, too?
Wait, I got change for five, if you don't. I could shave you, but I got a little action going here. Mustard. Right. A little mustard right there.
Yeah.
A little mustard. This is mine. Yeah, yeah. Man wants a little mustard. Will you put a bun around this finger? It looks delicious.
Oh, Mr. Hope, I'm sorry.
It's all right. What was that? What was that?
Oh, nothing. Somebody just hit the ball over the fence.
Oh, no. Al Rosen hits a home run and I gotta miss it. Oh, no.
Just let me talk to you for just a minute.
I'm trying to watch the game. Will you leave? What is it?
I have got to talk
to you. Yeah, but honey, don't
let this is important.
Hi, I'm
tired. Look,
look, I've been coming to the ball game just to talk to you. Ah, that's what I've always wanted, a quick frozen beret.
5 minutes and take it easy and then go back to see the game.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Hope.
Yeah.
There's a Mr. Ricardo outside to see you.
Oh, fine. Send him in.
Thank you very much. Hi, Bob. I heard about the foul ball. Are you all right?
Yeah, they can't hurt me. I used to be in vaudeville, you know.
I understand that a hot dog vendor caused the whole thing.
Pardon?
A hot dog vendor caused the whole thing.
You're trying to tell me something. Oh, yeah, yeah. A hot dog vendor, yeah. Some real weirdo kept saying he wanted to talk to me. Yatata, yatata, yatata.
A real weirdo that kept going yatata, yatata, yatata. Mm-hmm. What did this hot dog vendor look like?
Oh, tall, red hair.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, what?
It could be my wife.
Are you married to a tall, red-headed weirdo that goes yatata yatata?
Yes.
With a mustache?
Oh. Well, thank goodness for once it wasn't Lucy. But if you ever bump into a tall, red-haired weirdo that goes yatata 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 and doesn't have a mustache, run for your life. That's Lucy.
Your wife really like that?
Yes.
You need this more than I do.
Listen, Bob, I wanted to talk to you about that opening for the club. You know, you got any ideas what we should do?
Yeah, I've been thinking it over, and I think we can do some real fine...
Oh, how's the game coming?
Oh, pretty good, but the game isn't over till the last man is out, you know.
Well, that's a race to the club.
Well, hello, Mr. Hope. Well, goodbye, Mr. Hope.
Oh, Sonny.
Who, me?
Yeah, you. Come here, I want to talk to you. I don't remember seeing you with a team before.
Oh, no, I'm a new one. Well, back to the old ball game.
Yeah, okay. Wait a minute. Say, you must be that new rookie we brought up from our farm at Indianapolis.
Yep.
Oh, well, how are things down at the farm?
Oh, farm? Oh, pigs are all right, but the cow died. Well, back to the old barn.
I understand you have quite a throwing arm. I'd like to see your pitching motion.
I'm ready.
What do you pitch, bonbons?
Well, I could pitch much better if I had a chaw of tobacco. All those pitchers chew tobacco, you know. I'll go get some tobacco and come back and pitch for you later.
Hey, wait a minute, buddy. Here's some chewing tobacco right here.
Not my brand.
Lucy, who do you think you're fooling?
Oh, you were great. You were a million laughs. Could I interest you in a stomach pump?
Look, would you please tell me what you are doing?
Well, I was only trying to get Mr. Hope to appear at the club. I'm sorry you got hit on the head and I tried to sell you a hot dog.
Was that you, too?
I told you.
Yeah. I didn't recognize you without your mustache.
Yeah, well, now you'll never appear at the club.
I'll be there.
Will?
So. I had the whole thing straightened out with his agent this morning.
This morning?
Yes. Oh. Now, look, Bob, we still haven't decided what we're going to do. The opening is tomorrow night. What do you think?
Well, I've got a special material number about baseball for three people. We'll need a couple. I need a couple of partners that can sing and dance.
Well, I'm not exactly Gene Kelly, but I'll love to do it with you.
Oh, that's great. Who else can we get?
You stay out of this.
I didn't say anything.
You mean the Kiss of Death can sing and dance?
Well, that is a matter of opinion.
Well, it's an easy little number. She might be cute in it.
How can you say that after all she's done to you?
I figure if you can't lick them, join them.
Nothing doing. We'll get somebody else. I'll talk to you later.
Well, back to the old ball game.
What's wrong, Lucy?
No, nothing.
Oh, now, it can't be that bad. What's the problem?
Well, I really did want to do that act with you, Mr. Hope. All my life, I've wanted to be in show business. And doing an act with you would be the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
Well, why don't you do it, then?
Because Ricky won't let me. He says I'm a jinx.
Oh, no, come, come. Ball players never cry.
I'm sorry I got mustard on you. And I'm sorry I made you get hit on the head.
It's all right, any time at all. I'm sorry I hit you on the back and made you swallow your tobacco.
Oh, that's all right. You got a lump on the head and I got a lump in my stomach.
That's a funny joke.
It is?
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, I sing and dance even better than I tell jokes.
No.
Yes.
Why doesn't Ricky let you go into show business?
I don't know. Just professional jealousy, I guess.
Oh, you poor thing.
And you know, Mr. Hope, I'm only trying to help him. I'm only trying to be a good wife, that's all. I can sing and I can dance, I can do a lot of things. You have no idea how talented I am.
May I?
Where you go? I turned around and you were gone.
Don't speak to me, you Cuban heel.
What happened?
What happened? I'll tell you what happened. This dear little girl wants to get into our act, and you won't let her. All her life, she's tried to get into show business, and you've held her back.
Yeah.
She's the best little wife. Best little wife any man ever had, and you don't appreciate her.
Yeah.
I think we ought to let her do the act with us.
Yeah.
Nothing doing.
No? Well, let me put it this way. If she doesn't do it, I don't do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's a ball and I call a strike three. I'm not wearing my glasses, so how can I see?
Nobody loves, nobody loves, nobody loves the up.
If I call it a ball, then they call me a slob. If I call it a strike, then they call out the mob. If I call off the game, I be
you've got a lifetime job looking for that note.
Nobody loves, nobody loves me.
The very first inning, the fans all commence. They belt me with bottles. I take no offense, 'cause each one they throw, I return for 2 cents.
Nobody loves, nobody loves.
And that's without a lesson. Oh, if Marge sees this, Gower's finished. Set Cuba back 100 years.
What's the matter?
My spike shoes are caught in the floor.
Spike shoes?
Ay, ay, ay.
Well, come on, fellas. Give me a couple of yanks.
Yanks? You have to say that word.
Oh, come on.
Babaloo.
Thank you.
And through it all, I had a ball in spite of you know who. How lovely it was.
I know what you mean.
Gracias por el recuerdo.
Por favor.
He's trying to tell us something.
Mr. Amor.
I know I'm dumb, but translate, chum.
In English, please, senor.
I said how lovely it was.
Why'd he say so?
Oh, he's a show-off. You made such a wonderful I'm afraid that I danced like a chump.
Well, that's all right.
And I'm sorry I gave you the... that lump.
Well, I don't care. It might grow hair.
We thank you so much.
Hey, I may never go back to NBC.
Next week, Lilt. With new Squeeze Bottle Magic, we'll bring you I Love Lucy. I Love Lucy, starring Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, has been presented for your pleasure by Instant Senka, the hearty coffee you can drink as strong as you like. It still can't upset your nerves. Lyrics for tonight's show were written by Larry Orenstein. Music was by Elliot Daniel, and Jack Baker did the choreography. Our guest star, of course, was Bob Hope. Desi Lou production.
Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.